Blog Talk Radio.
Looking to tear this motherfucker apart.
Right on. Ready for another week of talking about the crazy religious. All of them. That's my name for all of them combined. The crazy religious.
Crazy. I think this is. I think we're on episode number 9. I believe this is. I think.
Wow.
I've been kind of losing track, so we're getting close
Fuck,
to double digits.
This is getting to be like a regular thing now, man. Shit.
Yep. 9 in a row. That's pretty good. I don't think I've done anything 9 times in a row. Oh, man. Yeah.
Fuck, that's called commitment, man. Shit.
Yeah. Yep. I'm definitely cranking down and getting this shit done. Hey, I'm having a nice cerveza tonight. I mean, you're gonna boo hiss me, I know it, but I'm drinking the Blue Moon orange shandy again.
Man. This stuff is fucking horrible. That
orange
is just
shandy.
The worst fucking beer, man.
No,
terrible.
The orange shandy's delicious, dude. It's good with food.
Oh,
it's got that little bit of orange flavor. Oh, I like it.
I just can't stand that beer. I don't know what the fuck it is, man. I take one sip of it.
This ain't Blue Moon.
I want to spit it all over the bartender.
I agree with you. No, this ain't Blue Moon. It's Leidenkugel. I got Blue Moon in the fridge though down here.
Well,
so
same thing.
Blue Moon. Yeah, it's I think this tastes. You gotta try it, dude. It's a lot better.
No, I've had some Leidenkugel. It's better than Blue Moon. That's fucking for sure, man. Same as last week. I'm drinking some Founders Dirty Bastard. It's a Scottish style ale. That shit is good, dude. It's fucking, it's like fucking mother's milk, man. It's tasty. 8.5% alcohol by volume. You just, one, two of those, and you're, it's like drinking a fucking case of Bud.
Wow. No, I haven't had that yet. I'm going to have to go just pick up some. I didn't know it was that strong.
No, yeah, 8.5. It's good, though. It's super tasty, too, man. It's a good summertime beer. But, yeah, it's a good one.
It
flows like the fucking nectar of the gods.
Right.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Right. Yep, nectar of the gods, baby.
Fuck yeah. What we got queued up tonight, man? We were supposed to have some callers, is that right? Hopefully we get some callers in. They've been pre-approved. The prerequisite.
Yeah,
they've gone through the proper background checks.
Yeah, one of them I actually have been kind of talking back and forth about having him on as a guest. So It's Hell Broke Lucy Dupree.
All right.
from the hills, man. WVU.
Right on.
West Virginia. So he's I've kind of followed him, you know, for the last few months, and he's a pretty cool dude, and you know, not totally in lockstep with everything we talk about on here. He's not going to probably come out here and agree with 100% of stuff we would say, but he's a super liberal and fights for, you know, rights of the infringed upon and the downtrodden. So I agree with a lot of the stuff. He does a lot of YouTube videos and stuff. So that should be cool to have him on. I think he's going to come on later on about 8:30 or so. Hopefully he'll call in. I talked to another dude, seemed like a pretty cool dude, has a pretty cool atheist Facebook site. And he might be calling in later. So, yeah, we got a couple of callers. Looks like they might be calling in. So I kind of, reached out a little bit because a lot of our friends and stuff, they're afraid to call in because they don't want to.
I know.
I noticed last time
our bud from high school called in. He didn't want anything to do with religion, man. He didn't want to talk about that shit at all.
Well, I know what you're talking about, and that's not the one we normally mention, but But he is somewhat still, I guess, he's on the Christian side of it, but he's not like a fervent Bible beating and, you know, door to door, passing out chick tracts or anything like that, you know. But he's still a misguided believer. Yeah, still got some of the indoctrination, thinks we're all gonna be.
Weren't you saying you were responsible for that shit too when you were born again?
You got him into religion and shit? I did
in
the church and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, dude.
I told him, if you don't get saved, buddy, it's...
Hasta la vista, baby.
So I got put the fear of God in him, and then, you know, he went on from there. And There's about a dozen of my former disciples floating around in this world. And, I do at times feel kind of bad about it, and, you know... I would feel kind of weird now pushing it down their throat what I believe now. So I just live my life and do what I do and say what I say. If they want to be part of it and listen, they can. If they don't, you know, I don't argue them or fight them or debate them now because it was like, okay, 15 years ago, I'm pushing Christ down their throat and, you know, Christ crucified and salvation. Now I'm telling them it's all a bunch of bullshit. It's all, you know, it's all made up and a myth and it's all fabricated and, you know, so... You know, it's kind of, I don't want to feel like a hypocrite and, you know, be fighting them and everything. So I pretty much just go about my daily business. And I'm a lot more comfortable debating.
Man.
I'm a lot more comfortable debating, strangers or, you know, people I don't really know that well or, you know, that I'm not close friends with. Because it's just, if they want to believe what they want to believe, it's really no sweat off my back. I mean, we have that macro vision of the whole thing that it's kind of ruining the world, you know, the whole, kind of like we were talking about with the Chomsky, with the, you know, just the whole mindset of the patriotism and the nationalism and the whole, you know, the theocracy and the Christian thing in this country. And just, it's just the whole fucking thing is just ruining the world, you know. And
it's fucking all established that shit too. I mean, it's like, you know, it ruined it's you know 2,000 years of you know being forced to believe it one way or the other. You know, I mean, through just the amount of peer pressure all the way to the fucking Inquisition and being fucking tortured to convert to Christianity or whatever. You know,
right?
It's been jammed down people's throats. So I don't know, man, dude, speaking of people close to you about religion, debating, my mom is a converted Seventh-day Adventist.
Nice.
You know, we've talked a little bit about that. The whole branch of that form of Christianity is based on this great disappointment with the founder of the sect of the Seventh-day Adventist, you know, brought his followers up into the hills and promised Jesus would appear at this time. Of course he didn't. And he comes back down and he does recalculations, you know, and then he brings even more followers back up into the mountains and Jesus doesn't appear again. And it ends up being, I believe, his wife that writes all of these like religious documents, you know, chronicling all this, and they call it the Great Disappointment. And so all of Seventh-day Adventists is based on the absolute, you know, fact of the matter of that it's, of course it's going to be a great disappointment. The fucker's not showing up. You know,
right,
it's been 24
No, 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 you're doing it all wrong.
Man, you know?
Right.
And you know, so that whole, the whole sect of that religion was based on this great disappointment. You know, and now there's millions of people. You know, there's a few million, I think, that are Seventh-day Adventists now. And,
not many,
you know, she
really.
She got hooked into it by, you know, they. You know, she doesn't have a lot of money, and she sunk a ton of money into her former husband, and he was sick, and you know, total terrible story there. But obviously you could see why she found religion is because of that whole situation with her husband, and he was slowly dying, and it took him years to kick it, you know.
Right.
And so in the meantime, while this was all going on, they kind of start bribing her. The church started bribing her. And I don't know if bribe is the right word, but I guess in hindsight it is. You know, they bought her an air conditioner for a little place.
Right.
She lives way the fuck out in the woods, you know. And they bought her an air conditioner, and then kind of as payment for the air conditioner, they also put in this little satellite dish that receives their church sermon.
Oh,
you can get repeats of it, but of course the guy just goes live every Saturday. Whenever it's a Saturday or Sunday, I forgot when they worship, but you know, whichever day they worship on, you know, it's live, and then they have all these extracurricular, you know, this is what the Bible means type things after the sermon, and you know,
right.
So I think she was kind of bribed into it, but
right.
Anyway, she's gone kind of off the deep end, dude. We kind of got into it last time there. She was talking about how my kids were going to die in the apocalypse. And
yeah.
That was it. It was like, zing, you know. And I was like, fuck that. I was
right.
Like, man, I can't, you know, that is unbelievable that you would even talk about how, you know, my kids would, you know, how the hell can you even talk like that? How can you be like that? And it's all because they think that there's something, there's that promised afterlife that's all better than what's here now. That bullshit line, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, dude, she sent out this thing. I got to tell you, it was the most offensive thing I've ever seen on Facebook, ever sent out, and it was by my mom.
Oh, wow.
And here,
I got
to read it for you here. It's about 10 lines long, and there's so much into this that it's unbelievable. I mean, it just how many things you can glean out of
what
this.
What is it, man?
Thing. All right, here we go. Dad comes home, and this is how it starts. It's all in quotations. It's so fucking ridiculous, dude. I was talking to my wife. I'm like, man, I got to say something back. She's like, don't do it. Don't do it, you know. I was so mad. All right, here we go. Dad comes home drunk and mad. He pulls out a gun and shoots his wife and turns the gun himself, so it's the grammar's incorrect, turns the gun himself and pulls the trigger. That's the first fucking line in this thing. Comes home drunk, shoots his wife, pulls the trigger, kills himself. The little girl sits behind a couch crying. The police came and took the little girl to a new family, and she went to her first Sunday school at church. She walks past the building and sees a picture of Jesus on the cross. The little girl then asks the teacher, how did that man get off the cross? The teacher replied, he never did. Then the little girl argued, yes, he did, because the night that my mommy and daddy died, he sat next to me behind the couch telling me everything was going to be all right.
Oh, no.
Oh, right, guys.
Can you fucking believe it? Here's the last bullshit Facebook bullshit. 66% of you won't post this. But remember what the Bible says. Deny me in front of your friends, and I shall deny you in front of my Father. So repost this.
God.
Remember God saw you read this. Remember God saw you read this. Holy shit, dude. Can you believe that? Let me read
this
that first line again. Dad comes home drunk and mad, pulls out a gun and shoots his wife, and turns the gun on himself and pulls the trigger. The girl sits behind a couch crying. So this fucking thing is using a murder-suicide with an eyewitness from the daughter as justification for belief in Jesus or religion in general.
Yeah.
Can you
fucking bully pulpit,
believe that, dude?
It's a bully pulpit. It's
I've never seen that more. I've never seen something more fucking twisted. That's how they want. They're trying to. Like, my mom and whoever else sent this. Of course, it's on a chain. You know, believes that's fucking justification for you know proselytizing religion, using a murder suicide with the daughter as a fucking witness, dude. How twisted is that? That is just
bad.
The sickness of religion, man.
Right. I bet you if you go through those comments. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I said, I bet you if you go through the comments somewhere in there, you'll see Joe the plumber complaining about somebody trying to take his Second Amendment rights away for a gun order.
Fucking guns away from him.
You see that one, too? The stupid Joe the plumber bitching at the parents of people that were slaughtered in California.
Yeah.
Saying, don't take away my Second Amendment rights. Oh, my God. Not to change the subject, but...
No, dude. It's showing a sickness of religion, bro. I mean, whole... It's that whole Abraham syndrome. The willingness and acceptance to kill or murder family members for the sake of religion.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's the whole Abrahamic thing right in that fucking bullshit. The guy comes home drunk, shoots his wife, and then kills himself right in front of the daughter. What the fuck, dude? That's so twisted, man.
But it's all to glorify Christ. See, Christ is glorified, and everything that bad that happens to you, everything that's horrible that happens in your life, just rejoice in it because it's all for the glory of God so that Christ can be glorified. It's the same fucking thing as Mother Teresa. You know, kids should suffer. Don't give them medicine in her hospital. You know, to treat people like crap, just give them bread and water to subside on. That's all right because you're all, and in your suffering, Christ is glorified. That's all we're here to do is glorify Christ. It's not, you know, to take care of one another, not to help anybody, you know. So it's all such bullshit.
And in this fucking thing here, it takes a bullet in the mom's head and the fucking bullet in the dad's head that don't believe in fucking religion for the kid to convert. You know what I'm saying? That's the example they're using. I mean, obviously the parents are atheists, right? Because she doesn't go to church. But somehow there's some bullshit fucking miracle. Jesus is sitting beside her while my daddy's blowing the fucking, my mommy's head off and then putting the gun in his mouth and fucking, you know, pulling the trigger himself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's so twisted on so many levels, I couldn't fucking believe it. It's, you know, I mean, that's the lack of it, dude. I mean, you know, it's that, if you got, you know, all these people that are sending it out, man, if you got voices in your head telling you to fucking kill your family or your son, you know, whatever, your kid, you know, that's not God. That ain't God. That's the crazy fucking, second personality you got telling you to go kill someone, you know?
Didn't that just happen a few weeks ago? That lady killed her kids on they had it on Facebook about she heard from God and it said he was trying to test her faith or something.
Yep.
It was one
stabbed
of those
her three daughters to death. Stabbed her three fucking daughters to death and then,
Cause
and of course, not,
sure
I don't think she killed herself. She was too fucking weak to kill herself, I think.
Right.
Because I think they came out and arrested her.
If we were in a radical Muslim country, she wouldn't even probably go to jail.
Yeah.
You know, you'd get in trouble for religiously persecuting her civil rights to practice her religion.
She would have. She would have gone to jail. The husband wouldn't have. In Muslim countries.
Yeah, the husband could kill the kids legally because he's hearing from God. But, she'd get in trouble. That's right.
Honor
you got
killing.
Me on that.
You know, fucking honor killing or whatever, you know.
The daughter gets raped and they fucking kill her, too.
Right.
That's
all night long, I read that, I could not get over it, man. It was just so fucking twisted. And it just tells you that how many fucked up things are in that one thing with 10 sentences long. You know, the girl seen imaginary figure sitting beside her while her parents are killing themselves, or the one, you know, one is, and you know, it takes the death of her atheist parents for her to convert and see Jesus, and you know, just so many messed up things there.
The scary thing is there's millions of people that will read that, look at that, and think it's good.
Believe it.
Yeah. And they'll be like, that's awesome. Oh, that's such a good story.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah.
And you know, dude, we've had presidents that have claimed that they've spoken to God, that God's spoken to them.
Right.
You know, Bush did. W did. Oh, fuck it. That motherfucker's got his finger on the button. He could have wiped out the entire world, and he's got voices in his head telling him shit.
Right.
Whoa, man.
Right.
That's that. You know, that goes back to the whole fucking danger of it all, man. The danger of religion. Like Hitchin says, it does ruin everything. It blackens everything.
Yep. Well, on that note, Dennis, we do have a caller, and it looks like our special guest has called in. He's on hold. So we'll introduce him now. I think this is him. Is this the infamous Hell Broke Lucy Dupree?
This be he from on high.
See? All right, this from on high. You're up in the hills, eh?
I'm up in the top of the hills. Yeah.
That's cool.
How you
doing? I seen on there you're gonna start building the house or something. It sounds like.
Yeah,
we're
working on a plan. A house with a view. And retire from the rat race.
Right.
That'd be nice.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yep.
Hey, Lucy, this is my partner in crime, my co-host, Old DB. And I'm you can refer me, my handle's Uncle Fester. You can just call me Fester.
Pastor?
Fester. Like
Uncle
Uncle Fester
Uncle
from the Adams family. Uncle Fester.
Uncle Fester, okay. DB and Fester.
How you doing?
Old
How you
DB.
Doing, Lucy?
I'm doing good.
All right.
So we were just talking about, I
don't know if you had a chance to listen to what we were talking about, but we were just going over this unbelievable post that my mom sent out about religion and justifying, you know, murder-suicide for conversion to religion and all, and just how unbelievable it, you know, this whole post is. It's about 10 sentences long. It's justifying, you know, a homicide and a suicide for the little daughter to convert over to Christianity.
Oh, man.
It's messed up. Did you hear me read it? The first
no,
sentence
I
of this,
didn't
I got to read
it.
This again. The first, it, this is the first sentence of this thing. Dad comes home drunk and mad. He pulls out a gun and shoots his wife and turns the gun on himself and pulls the trigger. The little girl sits behind the couch crying. So right off the bat, they've got the non-believers killing and shooting themselves, and then the daughter sitting behind the couch, you know, eyewitnessing all of it, justifying religion off of a homicide-suicide.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Wonderful. I couldn't believe it. I was telling Foster, I read that and it just say, man, it's that thing was stuck in my craw for quite a while. It still does apparently.
Well, it was that a true story? I mean,
No, of course not. It's, you know, it's another metaphor. Let me read you the rest of it real quick. Little girl sits behind the house crying. The police came and took the little girl to a new family. And she went to her first Sunday school at church. She walks past the building and sees a picture of Jesus on the cross. The little girl then asks the teacher, how did that man get off the cross? The teacher replied, he never did. Then the little girl argued, yes, he did, because the night that my mommy and daddy died, he sat next to me behind the couch telling me everything was going to be all right.
Sure he did, because he couldn't get there in time to shoot mom and dad from shooting one.
I think things would be a lot better if he stopped him in the first place, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
I would kill everyone in this room for a drop of sweet beer.
Well, me and Riz,
my cousin, we run our page, Guys Screw Together. We've been having a good time discussing that cross they got at 9/11. You know, that H beam that fell down there.
Oh yeah.
It took some whacking with a torch to make that damn thing look like a cross. There were only 47,000 other ones in the building, and if that's Jesus' victory, we're screwed.
Right.
Right. Yep.
Allah one, Jesus none.
Yeah. If that's the good, if that's the good news, we're all in trouble.
If
that was the good news, you know, that there's a fucking metal cross sitting in a, you know, in, in the ruins after thousands of people have died.
Yep.
Look what I did. I didn't save 2,700 people, but I got a cross.
Right.
Yeah. Right. That's crazy. So I don't think DB really knows Lucy, like kind of. Maybe you can kind of reset some of your struggles with your running an atheist page, and you said your God's Crew page, and some of the things that happened to you, and some of the people you came across. I mean, I know you pretty much went head to head with some of the most moronic, you know, crazy Christian, you know, I don't even know what you'd call them, just degenerates that you've come across as far as fighting with you and everything.
Well, I'll give you a little background on that. First, I'm 56 years old. I'm an experienced person. I've been all around this country. I've been to the low end, the high end of town, everything. I've seen it all, done it all. And I thought I had seen it all until I challenged the religious. And I take my page a little bit differently. I don't just mind my business. I'm proactive. If I see a page putting out harm and lies like that, or a group or anything, I challenge them. And
right.
The first page I challenged was this Freedom from Atheism page, because all somebody had to do was comment something like, "I'll be glad when religion ends." The next thing you saw was a screenshot of their whole family up there living at where they live, where they went to school, all the pertinent information on their profile to make them targets for 120,000 zealots. And little baby pictures, little children pictures, all because the parents said, "Y'all are crazy."
Wow.
And they obviously are. And so I took them on. I said, "You know, you claim to be a Christian." I said, "Now, you're putting these children in danger. These are headline stories in the making right here. You got 120,000 zealots here looking to make a name." But then the worst fight went on with this hetero pride movement, which is the stupidest, most idiotic position. The largest demographic in the world, 90% is heterosexual, and they feel oppressed because gay people can get married now.
Yeah.
And they're all coming from the Bible.
Right.
They come from the Bible, so I took them on. And I met some things that blew my threats to my family. My cousin was slandered. My other cousin, they put a blackmail attempt to charge him as, you know, put it out that he's a sex offender. I'd wake up every morning to my wall spammed with the nastiest pictures you've ever seen in your life. I mean,
I've seen a lot of that. It was pretty bad.
Just all coming from God. The God blessed rule. You know, we're speaking for the mightiness of God.
Right.
Right.
The benevolence of God. The kind, loving benevolence of God.
Right. And I was called a hater. Yeah.
Right.
When you speak up for human equality, you're a hater.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we're humanists. The hater is hating of the hate, hating of the intolerance, hating of the of everything that comes along with religion. Those things go away. I wouldn't care about religion. of the pedophilia. It goes on and on.
No outrage about that. The Catholic Church settles $3 billion. That's just in settlements last year. That's admitting, our priest raped your boy. Now here's some money. It'll make it all better.
Right.
No outrage over that.
Right. You don't even hear that on TV, man. You'll you know, you'll hear all, you know, whatever else. But boy, I tell you what, that's gone around the country and around the world for years. They made that movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's Deliver Us from Evil. And it's about that Father O'Grady out in California that he abused. It was upward. They're thinking it may have been as many as 200 people. And that son of a bitch is back in Ireland roaming free. I mean, they documented all these people that had been molested by him as children and their parents. And it was unbelievable. The whole church structure knew about it, and they just kept shuffling them from city to city in California. And he just started doing it over and over again until they, you know, the community finally started finding out about it. And then they moved them to another new town. But that's an unbelievable documentary. It's on Netflix. You guys should watch. It's called "Deliver Us from Evil," and that son of a bitch is still roaming around free in Ireland right now. After all that,
well, that's what that's how the Pope has snowed everybody. He says, "Let's lighten up on gay people," and he's taking his other hand when nobody's looking and signing that law saying all pedophile secrets are to be kept within the Vatican.
Yeah,
they can't be subpoenaed or anything. And what people don't realize that there's a lot of those young boys and girls, but mostly boys, that looking back would have preferred to have been shot because it takes something from them that they never recover. You can't hardly get a victim of a molestation to come out and ever be their full self again.
Right.
And this is the will of God.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta wonder. There's no what other structure, what other entity would be allowed to proceed with wholesale pedophilia at almost all ranks of the church. At all ranks of besides religion. I mean, if there was a company, say, Walmart was doing it, they'd all be arrested. If it was, Red Cross or whatever, they'd all be arrested. But since it's the church, since it's the Catholic Church, they just get reassigned, and everybody gets paid off.
Right.
This is the bullshit. This is the bullshit that has been. Me and Riz was talking about this later. Some days I get discouraged, but then other days I'm thinking that the left is finally getting loud enough. So that if we can keep the momentum going and keep exposing this from the little pages to the big person, keep exposing it, it's got to come to an end. Because if it don't, we can kiss this country goodbye.
Yeah, but what? It's not. I don't think it's definitely not a left right thing. I'm not a left winger. I'm not a right winger. I'm a no winger. I don't claim any political affiliation. And there's certainly enough people left wingers in the church that knew about it or probably even claim themselves to be left-wingers that participated in it as a priest or whatever else, So I don't think it's any sort of political affiliation thing. I think it's as a group of atheists. And I don't think all atheists are left-wingers, but I think as atheism continues to surge and common sense continues to grow in this country against the ridiculousness of religion, that's hopefully going to stop it. I think that'll do it. And I think that's why you're seeing the rising numbers in atheism, even in the U.S. right now. They can't accept it anymore.
I misword that because in my mind, when I think of extreme left wing, for some reason, I think of atheists because I don't give a pass to anybody that ties to the church. You're supporting it indirectly or directly. You might not be the guy bending the kid over the pew, but if you're putting money in the plate, you're supporting it.
Right.
I wouldn't speak to a left-wing Christian.
Right.
Yeah.
You're allowing the criminal to keep going.
There was this article just recently, and I knew the answer to it as soon as I read the headline to it. It was on alternate.org, and that's a left-wing site, but it has a lot of atheism stuff on it, which is pretty interesting. And this one article, the headline is, "Why Do Many Christians Still Literally Believe in Demons and Satan?" And I think it goes back to what we're talking about all this pedophilia is it absolves a person from personal responsibility. You know, did I just kill that person, or did Satan make me kill him?
Oh, Satan might escape there.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't me that actually did. It wasn't me that actually committed pedophilia on that little boy. It was Satan. And that's why so many people believe in it. Still absolves them from personal responsibility. You know, they go off and do these heinous acts and write it off to Satan. You know.
Right.
Yeah, I just saw a little meme on that on the social media. It would never fly without Satan. God's dispensable. I don't know how many times I've told a devout believer I don't believe in God, and that ain't really such a big deal, but you tell them you don't believe in Satan, and they shit their britches. We got to have Satan, boy. We can do without God, but we got to have Satan.
Satan tells us what is wrong with the world.
The fact seems to fail him that God created Satan, and he's the adversary that we're fighting against, and the motherfucker created him. So I mean, you know, it's like he did with Pharaoh when he hardened Pharaoh's heart, so he wouldn't accept Moses' deal, and so he causes the disbelief and the problem, and then he fucking kills all the firstborn. You know, it's all God. God does it all, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, and of course we don't believe that, but when you talk their own Bible to them, none of it makes sense. You know, if you say, God created everything, well, then he created Satan, and he's the problem, and he's causing all these problems, and God is allowing him to do it. So, I mean, you know, what the fuck is that? So, I don't know. You can't really talk sense.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, you know, supposedly he creates a son and sends him down to knowingly die a horrible, torturous death on a cross to absolve everybody of their sins. Why the fuck didn't he just do it anyway? Why did if he was so concerned with it, why did he have to create this Messiah in the middle of the desert somewhere with a bunch of illiterate shepherds to prove that he could do it? I just do it, right? What was even the necessity of Jesus? I mean, if he had to prove that, you know, he's absolving every one of their sins, then just do it then.
Well, because it was the old blood sacrifice. They had to keep going with the blood sacrifice.
Drown the whole fucking world.
Yeah, right.
You know, y'all piss me off, so I'm going to kill all of you. Okay, you piss me off.
I'm going to send a flood down. Fuck y'all.
He's got to kill. That's what it is. He just has to kill.
Well, you know, I mean, just from the Bible alone, he's the greatest mass murderer in the history of the world. I mean, you know, I mean, it goes on, you know, Noah's flood and killed everybody, but however many people were on the boat, and Sodom and Gomorrah, and you know, the firstborn sons in Egypt, on and on and on, you know. That dude can murder like hell. He can go at it.
Yeah.
There's no morality in it.
I was debating a theist on one of the Christian sites the other day, and she was saying, well, God created us. He can do what he wants with us. If he wants to kill us, he can kill us. That was her. She couldn't argue anything that I was saying. I was giving her all these examples, and that was her excuse. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Well,
it's God's will. It's God's will.
Why even
he works in
do
mysterious
anything?
Ways. You know.
Well, the assholes that wrote that book knew what they were doing. They don't realize the majority of the population are stupid and need to be led. And so that's all they have to do is find what will appeal to the weak and get those people combined, and then you can rule. And, you know, Voltaire saw the end of religion coming about 300
Marge,
years ago.
Are we Jewish?
No, Homer.
Woohoo!
But you know, Voltaire couldn't see greed, and when with the uprising of greed needed a partner, and what better partner than stupid people,
right? And religion.
Yeah, you just that's right. Well, you whisper in the preacher's ear and say you need to get them to vote for that son of a bitch because he's gonna support the corporate, and it's a circle round and round and round. The corporate to the congressman to the preacher to the congregation, and they keep electing the same wretched sons of bitches.
Yep. Well, you know, I mean, Napoleon said, you know, the only reason religion exists is so that the poor people don't kill the rich people. And I really believe that, man. I mean, you know, if there isn't any sort of structure there to maintain the status quo more than religion, I mean, that's it. I, you know,
what
you
else,
keep the people
what else
in mind.
Can keep you satisfied? What else can keep you satisfied with being a poor, underprivileged,
nothing,
oppressed person? But if you say, well, I'm going to have paradise, I'll have greater paradise because whatever I don't have in this life will be added unto me in the next life. You know, that's how they keep everybody, you know, down and dejected and happy with having nothing. And they just keep robbing from you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
The promise of the afterlife, man. It's you know, that empty promise of the afterlife. Doesn't matter how terrible your life is right now, you will be saved if you believe in Jesus and go to that afterlife, no matter how terrible your life is. So you just keep living that life. You know, you just keep living whatever it is, you're living in, you know, whatever, however conditions you're living, learn to accept it. Because, you know, you've got something better waiting for you, you know?
Right.
Something
but
better.
But about the Bible, if you know the Bible, there ain't a Christian on earth. Because the Bible cannot be lived. It's the ultimate catch-22.
Yeah.
You cannot live it because it's got 1,600 commands in it, and half of them contradict the other half.
Yep.
So, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So the modern-day Christian says, I believe in Jesus, John 3:16, give me a cross, my ass is saved. And I can fuck everybody I want to in the name of Jesus.
Right. Right.
That's what it's all
about.
That's
true.
That's absolute, you know, it absolves your guilt, basically. So you can go off and do whatever the hell you want. And you know, this is the thing that's really messed up about religious people. Like, so if Hitler had, you know, and I guess, you know, in the end, God, you know, God also judges. But if Hitler had converted and said he believed in Jesus and whatever, right before he died, he would be going to heaven, but we wouldn't because we don't, you know, for two religious people, because we don't believe in Jesus.
Right.
That's all right.
It absolves it all, man. I mean, you know, so why not go out and do whatever the fuck you want?
Well,
you know?
Jeffrey Dahmer did. Jeffrey Dahmer repented there right before the death chair. He's up there basking in the glorious fluffy, puffy clouds in the lap of Jesus.
Yeah.
Right.
He's awesome. He's got a full stomach, too. He's definitely full. He's not going hungry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great. Nice.
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
But if I kill all the golfers, they're going to laugh at me if you throw away the key.
Hey, Lucy?
Yo.
I'd like to thank you for calling in, but I got another caller that's been waiting a little bit to get on. So,
Yeah, man.
Okay.
A little round table
if you want to stay on the line. Okay, you can stay on the line, then I'll leave you on.
Yeah, if not, you can drop, but if you feel like sticking around, stick around.
All right,
well,
I'll leave you on then.
I'll give you a call back next Wednesday if y'all need a gap filler.
I'm a gap filler. All right, well, come on by. We'll talk some more.
Read into that what you want.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for calling in. And like you said, call back anytime, talk about whatever you want.
All right, bro.
All right.
Y'all be good.
All right. All right, you too. Thanks for calling.
Right.
Yeah, we had a guy. Somebody's been waiting on here for a minute or two.
You right.
Oop, you know what? We just lost him.
Oh, see, you dropped him, man. Yeah, you got
to
bring him all on.
He hung up.
Well, call back if you're listening. Whoever you are,
talk
to us some more. But, yeah, man, we'll just bring them all in. We'll have a big old round table, and then you can cut them if they get all obnoxious. Knock them off like flies one at a time. They start getting out of hand with their religious fervor.
Yeah. It's he was on hold for, like, about 3 minutes, but I try not to leave people on hold too long, but. You know, just try to get a good spot to interrupt somebody. But, yeah, you know, like he was saying, I, you know, he just, he makes too much sense. It's you know, I can't really disagree with him on anything he says as far as religion goes. So,
what's that? Who?
Lucy.
Oh.
Guy we just had on.
You can't believe you can't agree with him?
No, I said I can't disagree with him.
Oh, I just said you
hey,
can't.
Hey, quit praying on me.
What the hell are you
saying?
I can't disagree
with anything he's saying about religion.
I know.
I know. I mean, it's just, it's almost like I know what he's going to say before he says it. You know, I've watched a lot of his videos,
Well, bring him on. You know, I'm sure anybody listening might want to hear what he has to say, you know. What's his video? Do you know his YouTube channel? Should have propped that a little bit for him.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm not sure what it's under. If it's, I don't want to give his out his regular name. It's, it might be under Hellbroke. I think you can find it under Hellbroke Lucy.
Okay.
Is it's just basically him talking into a, like a flip cam or something, and just going on rants about religion. And he was for about a month. He was going on about the battle he was going through with all these different Facebook sites, and all these guys were shutting. They were reporting him all the time, getting his page shut down for BS stuff, and then they were like he was saying, they were basically attacking his family and friends and stuff. And I seen some of the pictures. I mean, they were really, you know, bogue pictures. It'd be like a picture of him. They'd get, they'd have a dick in his mouth and say,
"Wow,
really?" You know, they were doing stuff to his. I don't know if it was his mom or his sister. It's probably his sister, I think. They were doing all types of stuff to her, and sending bogue stuff. Putting her on, signing her up, getting her information and signing her up on swingers lists and,
nice.
All this different shit. You know, just fucking with them, you know, left, right.
That's religion
shit, for
you. Look at that, dude. Look at what religious people are willing to do, what they go through to fucking
right,
just to shame people.
Yeah,
you
they're
know?
Just
so
fucked up,
just to try and fucking
up,
shame them.
They're so fucked up, man. They're so
damn.
Scared. You're gonna take away that myth from them, man, and they know
right.
they're wrong. Deep down inside, the ones that do that shit the most that spend, you know, this guy, that one guy he was talking about, he must spend hours and hours and hours dicking with him. And, I mean, spend all that time worried about somebody that doesn't believe in God. You know, you have to, deep down inside, you have to know you're wrong and you're just fighting it so bad. I mean, just to spend that much time and energy to fucking fight somebody over something like that, you know, it's just...
Well, you know why?
You
know why he did that? Lucy touched a button somewhere. He hit something that totally made sense to him and you know, proved to him personally that God wasn't there, and he can't handle it now. That's what that's all about right there. Most of those fuckers, same way.
Yeah.
So, hey, if you want to give us a call, you're listening to Blister Fishing, we want to get some calls in here. 646-595-4686 is our phone number. I think we just had someone drop. Call back if you're still listening. Love to get some opinions from y'all get some, you know, counterbalance to what we're saying. But I don't know what that counterbalance would be right now, man. What sort of justification can you give for going after a person's parents just for running a fucking – or a person's family just for running a Facebook page? You know?
Yeah, I know.
What sort of any justification is worth that? I mean, he's obviously...
You ever been on a real shrimp boat? No. But I've been on a real big boat.
I don't know what that has to do with anything, but it was just fucking funny. Oh, man. You're asking for justification in Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you know, he's obviously not advocating violence or anything like that, you know. So I'm he's not attacking anybody. He's just attacking religion. You know,
well,
but people, you know, it's so personal to them. They think that they're being attacked personally.
I think some of these people that he's dealing with are younger people, like in their early 20s, and they're sitting down in their parents' basement, and they're just fucking, that's all they do all day long is sit there on a computer and fucking fuck with them, you know.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Yeah, they're just stupid as hell. And they, you know, they got nothing better to do than, you know, but like he said, he did go on their pages and probably, you know, not attack them, but, you know, disagree with them or whatever, and then they just fucking, you know, they just unleashed hell on them, you know, basically.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you could look at, I've seen a lot of the stuff that was going on with that. I don't know how you could put that stuff, there was this video they made with him, just they spliced it all up to make Lucy look like a racist and all this stuff. They edited all this.
What the fuck? Who the fuck has that much time, man?
It probably took them forever to make this video, at least hours. And it was just it probably took about 20 of his different videos and spliced it all up, all different words. And you can tell it's all spliced together because I don't know if he does this on purpose or not. He's smart if he does. Every video, he's wearing a different hat or a different shirt. He's always got a different combination of stuff on. So you can see in this spliced-up video that he's constantly changing his clothes and his hat and everything, and he always looks different. So you know it's a fucking spliced-up video. And it's just ignorant, dude. And it's just, you know, you watch that shit and you go, how could this person be a Christian or they say they're a Christian?
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, with what he makes him say and the spliced-up sentences, it's so bad, man. It's like
Christian Taliban, yeah. You know, and they're going after your family, going after your, you know, your belief of freedom from religion.
I wouldn't mind having some of these fucking dildos call into our show here and to debate us, but they're chicken shit. I don't think they would. I mean, like that Freedom from Atheist Foundation, I wouldn't mind. I don't know, I might have posted our ad on their page before, I can't remember, because usually I'll post a lot of ads on atheist pages, and then I'll also post some on religious pages. So I may have posted there before, but we haven't really gotten any super, well, the one Jeffrey early on, but, you know, he's not from that page, I don't think so. But, you know, we haven't had too many really hardcore, crazy Christians calling.
No. What's the Facebook page? Why don't you prop his Facebook page? What's the name of it again?
His Lucy's? It's God Screw.
God Screw. That's the one that's getting all
one word.
Obnoxious people. Yeah. So he just leaves it all on there. Huh? Let's everybody go crazy on a site. Huh?
No, I think he deletes a lot of the stupid shit. I mean, you know, you can't, some of that pornographic stuff. He don't leave it on.
That is unbelievable.
But,
that they're going after his family, dude.
Right.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, they're fucking crazy, dude.
God damn, there's some crazy fucking people out there in the world.
Right.
And, you know, the thing is the same as kind of like we're talking about with the cops, you know. Are there any good cops anymore? I mean, there's so much corruption. There's so much fucked up shit going on and you just don't see the good cops saying anything about it anymore. So they're complicit in it, you know. And it's the same with religion. You're seeing these crazy fuckers do this shit. You go to the same church as them. You know, I'm sure they're talking with other people about it, especially in their church. And you're not doing anything about it. If you don't believe in it, you're just as bad as the fucker doing it.
Dude, some of the stuff they're doing online is so bad and so vile that I doubt they're actually admitting they're doing this stuff in their local church. I would imagine that they probably don't talk about it or they hide it. If you could find out, that would be the way to get them. If you could find out what church they go to, then, you know, take screenshots or printouts or get some proof of it and get it and send it to that church's website or whatever, or get it into their, where you could really shame them. That would probably be a really cool way to fuck them people over.
Yeah. You never know who it is, though, dude. I mean, it could be the fucking, you know, the pastor of the church doing it, you know? I mean, it could not just be a member of the congregation. It could be some dude running it, the way the church is nowadays.
Yep. It could be, you know, who knows? I mean, there's some fucked up people out there for sure.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they get in these positions, man. It's so crazy now. I mean, I'll tell you a little story. Years ago, I was probably, about 25. And I was going to this Pentecostal, I won't give the name of the church, but it was a really heavily Pentecostal church. It was, you know, women would stand up screaming, take your shoes off, you're standing on holy ground. People would stand up and prophesy in the middle of the church and everything, you know. And I was in there, and, you know, I wasn't real outgoing or nothing. I was just sitting there, and, you know, I was trying to, you know, learn the Bible and figure out what's going on and everything. And I've always been a fairly eloquent speaker, I guess, for my age at the time I was back then. You know, it was kind of a country bumpkin church, a lot of country people and stuff in it. And I would dress kind of fairly nice when I would go in there on Sundays. And the pastor came up to me, and he was an older guy and everything, and he told me that God laid it upon his heart that I'm supposed to preach in there in front of the church. And I have no training or nothing, you know. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I want you to come up here and do a sermon. And I'm like, I'm not ready for that, you know. And I was just all nervous. And I'm like, this guy's out of his mind, man. I'm like, what's he talking about? God's laying it upon his heart. And he just, he kept on me for a little while, but I never did go up there and preach. I was just like, you know, I was kind of flattered by it, but I was like, I just didn't feel worthy or ready to do it, so I didn't want to do it, you know.
Yeah. Well,
but it just goes to show you how there's no, like, it's just crazy. I mean, a lot of them churches like that, they're like a Jim Jones waiting to happen. If they had some charismatic guy came in through town that was charismatic and knew the Bible really well and could talk a bunch of shit, man, they'd be all fucking goofy. You know, they'd be another Branch Davidian or something. You know,
yeah.
It wouldn't take much. Just a charismatic guy that, you know, makes people happy and, you know, that goes in there and preaches the gospel and gets them all excited and has some charisma, you know, shit. I mean, it's like that one movie you were talking about last week, the documentary about the boy, you know, that when he was older.
Marjo.
About being a kid.
Marjo.
You know, it's like you could do that easy. I mean, there's churches out there you could almost walk into, get known real quick, and people just let you preach.
Yeah. Well, you can see how bad people are wanting somebody to tell them how to live, what to do. That movie, I don't know if you have a chance, that Kumari on Netflix. And
no.
It was this dude, he looks like he's from India, but he's actually from, like, L.A. or something.
Yep, we watched that. He was
the roots of a religion being born with this dude that didn't even really necessarily believe in God. It didn't. Wasn't even the point of the movie itself. It was the fact that so many people believed that this dude was had some sort of higher learning, higher intelligence, higher enlightenment, and started following him, you know, out of nothing. It was an experiment on his part, basically. And he ended up getting, you know, packed houses after a while, just starting from nothing.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yep,
pretending to be like a yogi from India when he's actually...
Yeah, he was like a yogi.
Yeah, but when he actually was from, like, Los Angeles or something, you know.
Mm.
And he was doing this experiment. I forgot what prompted him to do it, to start it. And he just started in, like, these, you know, these... holistic places. He started talking, and first as a couple people would sit, and he had this mantra. I forgot what it was. It was something like "Live the life you want to live," or something like that. And as he went along, you know, more and more, man. Every time he spoke, he'd get two more people, and two more, and then three,
right.
And then five.
Right.
And, you know, by the end of the movie, he's got, you know, 50 people in a room he's talking to, and he actually reveals himself. Fraud to the people.
That one chick got so mad, she about fucking hit him, man. She just ran out of there. She was
so pissed off.
Some
people still haven't talked
to
him since then. But people want to believe so bad about
him.
Even
after he exposed himself as a fake, people still wanted him to continue with it, saying, no, you've got a gift. You really don't understand. What you're saying is true. Whether you believe it or not, what you're saying is the truth from God, and you got to keep going with it. I mean, they were still – he was trying to tell them they're fake, and people didn't even believe him.
Yeah.
I mean, they were that deluded, man. It's kind of like
some people became so connected with him, you know. They became so ingrained in what he had to say and where he was going and what he was doing. And it was – you know, the movie is good because, you know, obviously it shows him away from that. And, you know, he speaks in his fake Indian accent while he's, you know, speaking to the crowds. But, you know, off scene, he's just, in, like I said, American dude. And he's, you know, he's all worried. Holy shit, there's so many people here now, and they're all hanging on my every word. And, you know, and even he's freaking out about it while it's going on. He knows it's fucked up.
Yeah, he's starting
to
get nervous about it.
And the last scene where, you know, close to the last scene where he exposes himself, he's, you know, he's sweating fucking bullets, man. Because he knows how mad some people are going to be and how easily people are duped by it. You know, Marjo, the Kumari, they're both totally about how easily people can believe in something that's not real.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
But that Kumari, man, it's a great movie. I mean, it moves right along. It's a modern movie. And, you know, and it's amazing. You can see the birth of a religion right there. You can see the birth of people believing him to be like a messiah or a special person.
Right. Incredible. Yeah, some of the people actually, I mean, they weren't all like crazy either. Some of them seemed halfway normal. I mean, some of the people seemed like they were off their rockers, but there was a few, I think I remember a few people that didn't seem too, you know, they might have been like really into yoga and stuff like that and New Age stuff, but they were starting to buy into it too. I mean, there was even, you know, I mean, it was pretty amazing. I remember, yeah, I watched that with my daughter and my wife, we all watched that together. And it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's an excellent movie. The couple things that hit me were how easily people were just like, you know, you're so enlightened. I mean, he had just a couple things to say, and I think I wish I could remember that fucking mantra he kept saying, but it was just something like, you know, be the person you want to be or something like that, you know, and be the person that you hope to be or some crazy thing like that. Yeah, and everyone's like, yeah, you're right. That's how, you know, that's what it's all about. And he was good at it, though. I mean, you know, he would sit in a crowd of people, you know, in a circle, and they would ask him questions, and he'd, you know, he was intentionally vague about the answers to everything, and they were all shaking the ass. You know, he was like a palm reader, you know.
Yep. Where
I hear a spirit, and it starts with an S, or is it a T, mm-hmm. or maybe an M. The person's name starts with an N, you know. And he was good at that, man.
My ex-husband's name's Nigel. He died. Yeah.
Right. That's him. Man. Tell me what he said, you know, and then it's on and rolling, you know.
Right.
You know, one of the greatest magicians ever, Houdini, man, he went around and did that for the latter half of his life. He disproved soothsayers forever.
Right.
Like hundreds of them. He traveled around the country doing that. And I read an article recently that they're thinking that maybe someone was sent to, you know, bust him up while he wasn't ready for it. Because, you know, his big thing was anybody could punch him in the stomach and it wouldn't hurt him. And a guy just walked up and wailed him in the stomach and you know, inflicted internal injuries on him. And I was reading where they think that it may have been sent by some of those gypsies and soothsayers that, you know, were disproved by him over and over. And, you know, people, the table would levitate and shake and shit, and he'd look under and it's people's, you know, foot, you know, raising the table up off the floor and, you know, whatever else.
Yeah, that's crazy. It might have been. It might have been kind of like a Bruce Lee type thing where he, like Bruce Lee, the Chinese mafia or whatever, sent the guys to kill him because he's giving away secrets of Kung Fu and all that.
I don't know, it could be. He was definitely very philosophical about everything, man. He had some pretty interesting quotes and all. But, yeah, I don't know, man. But, you know, it's been disproven over and over. Is there something out there that we can't understand? Yeah, probably, you know. But, again, it's not going to come from a soothsayer. It's going to come from observation, from you know, the scientific method of creating a hypothesis and observing that hypothesis and seeing if it's true or not in a you know, controlled experiment and through whatever. I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, it goes back to our string theory deal, man. There's a lot of shit out there that we don't understand, never will, but some of it will be explained by science as we go along, like it has for the last, you know, 300 years. I mean, we started with disproving that everything revolves around the Earth, and you know, then we've gotten into, you know, germs, knowing that there's shit that exists that we can't see, like germs, you know, and microbes that, you know, and then up until, you know, atoms, that the very existence of matter can be split down into little pieces. And you know, who the fuck else knows what's going to be coming and going on in the future? You know, it's going to be something incredible, and it's going to be proven by science. You know, science will do it, you know.
Yep.
So, and maybe that's another reason for religion, man. They're scared of that. They don't want to know, you know, what else is out there that's going to disprove their belief. You know, that's why so many people are fighting Neil deGrasse Tyson, man. You know, everything he says disproves what they believe in.
Right. They're definitely scared of him. I mean, you hear all those little weird things happen in Oklahoma and different places where the show shuts off early or it's ended or it goes off the air. They're like fucking with it, you know, and their local Fox affiliate, which I don't know how they can do that, but it seems like funny things are happening in those areas where it's heavily Bible Belt. I've seen this. Did you see the one meme where it has Neil deGrasse Tyson doing the face palm? And then it's got all these Christians texting in about the show. And then it's all like basically they love the show. And then they're like, he's proving God's right. God exists and everything. And all this stuff is just goofy as hell. I mean, it's a funny meme. I can't believe it. You know, it's just crazy shit. But, looks like we have another caller, Dennis. So
bring him on.
We're going to do the old traditional.
You're right.
I love it. Hey, caller, what's your name? Where do you hail from? Caller, hello.
Hello.
What's your name? Hello. Where do you hail from? Hello. You're on the air.
I think it might be having cell phone issues or something. Hello.
Yeah, I think your cell's bad. We're not hearing you.
Yeah, are you on mute or something? Leave him on, see if he'll pop in here in a little bit.
He hung up.
Same number or different?
Yeah. No, that's a different number.
Everyone's hanging up on us, man.
That's two hang-ups in one show. What's going on, man?
Oh,
why, guy?
Yeah, somebody NSA's calling us.
Speaking of the authorities, did you see that trooper in Michigan, dude? He was pulled over. That girl, a teenage girl, she was 18 years old, and he pulled her over for speeding. And I guess it wasn't long after that trooper was killed, you know. But this doesn't justify what he did. He comes out, pulls her over. It was up by Lansing somewhere, I think, and pulls a gun on her for speeding and puts it right in her face. And he's all like, do you like having a gun pulled on you? And so the fucker's getting fired, I guess, finally. It was right on his dash cam video. You know, but again, another cop that's not getting charged for a crime.
Right.
Pull someone over for, you know, why are they given extra rights? Just because they carry a badge, man, they don't get extra rights. They get the rights that all of us do.
Right.
You know?
You can't commit a crime. You can't commit a crime while you're doing your job and then not get in trouble. Or you shouldn't
especially
be able to.
As a cop. Especially.
Right. It should be held to a higher
standard. It should be twice as worse. That fucker should be going to jail for twice as long as someone that would have just done that out of the blue, which he did.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Crazed fucker just sitting alone in his car probably, and that shit's fuming in his head, and so he runs sometimes. She was speeding. I guess she was going like 10 over. I mean, she wasn't going crazy, you know?
Well,
so he pulls
her
over and fucking ends up pulling a gun on her for speeding. So he's fired, I think. That's good to see, because normally not even that would happen. Normally they just like reassign him or something.
You
certainly seem
to be in touch with your anger.
You know, just like the pedophiles in the church, they just reassign you to someplace else.
Yeah.
Sweep it under the carpet.
we're going to put you in interrogations.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, what did you think about... what do you think about everything going on? You know what, man, I got to tell you, you know, I'm a pretty strong Second Amendment proponent. You know, we've talked about it before. I own guns.
Yeah.
I believe in the right to protect and protect yourself and your property and your family, and own guns and hunt. You know, although I'm not a big hunter, I believe in the right to hunt. But, I don't know, man. I'm conflicted with all this shit that's been going on over and over and over again, and of course it comes down to crazy people. You know. Obviously, I mean, you got to be crazy to do this. What that dude did in Santa Barbara just a few days ago—all the drive-bys, or Sandy Hook, or whatever.
Right.
But I, something's got to gives. I mean, they got to do something. Otherwise, they're going to fuck everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That is,
and I'm willing, and I know so many gun advocates are going to would freak out for hearing it, but I'm willing to, I mean, more background checks. Let's get the crazy fucks out of the system, or at least
right.
as many as possible, you know, somehow.
Dennis, hold that thought. I'm going to try this caller again. Let's see, he's called back in.
All right.
So let's try it again. Caller, are you there? And what's your name? Where do you hail from? Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Are you? You're on. You're on the air.
Hello. I can hear something.
Hello. I can hear her talking, but I can't. She's not hearing me.
All right. Well, let's just go on.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Oh, you know what, dude? So now I've seen phone call. They're breathing hard.
Yeah. Hello, caller. One last time. Are you there, caller?
You know, some people pay big money for this. Hello.
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
How about that?
There you go.
Yeah, I can hear you better.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey.
What's your name and where do you hail from?
This is Christ Crusher.
Who is it? Oh, Christ Crusher. Okay.
Yeah. Calling from Waco right now.
I'm from Waco.
Oh, Waco. Okay, cool. Waco, Texas, eh?
Yeah.
Yep.
The infamous Waco, Texas. What's
so
going
were
on
you
with
down
you
there when that go ahead.
Yeah, were you down there when that happened?
No, I wasn't here at the time.
No. Well, what's going on with you? What do you got? What are you calling about? Anything in particular?
I was told this would be a good place to call in and, you know, rant about religion a little bit.
All right.
It is. Can I ask you a question, Christ Crusher? Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
Did you try
ahead.
Calling on a 1294 number, last four digits?
No.
Someone else?
Okay, because I'm getting a call from the same area code as you, but it's 1294, last four digits. That's weird.
Huh. Getting them all from Waco, man.
Let me see if they're on there. Yeah. Caller, are you on there? Second caller from 254 area code. You on the air?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Does he know?
Yeah, we can hear someone. How's it going? Well, he's there. So let's go back to the first, man.
All right, we're going to put them on hold.
Yeah, well, you know, let just leave it open if you want. They can join in or whatever if they figure it out themselves. So, but
all right, I'll leave them on here.
Yeah. We've been talking a whole lot about religion tonight. What's your views? You're a Christian Crusher? Or I would assume you're con. Are you pro or con for religion here?
definitely not pro.
Yeah. I always like asking this to people that don't believe in God. What brought you around to it? What made you not believe in God anymore, or have you ever?
I've always been kind of a skeptic. It's very confusing. But the past couple of years, I really got into religion, and from what I've seen, nothing of it adds up. It's clearly man-made, everything about it, you know, from the mentality that the gods had or God had in the Bible, you know, to the mentality that the people had in that time frame all match up. You know what I mean? It's all, I mean, the God of the Judeo-Christian Bible only concerns himself with the petty things that, you know, man worries about or man thinks about, you know, from the
right
misogyny and the slavery and all that. These are just, these things are beyond omnipotent anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you add on, you know, how many references they make to mythical creatures in the Bible. I mean, that in itself, unicorns and behemoths and dragons. And, you know, I was talking to my 9-year-old daughter tonight a little bit about it. And she asked what we talk about on the show, actually. She's kind of curious. And she's kind of a non-believer. I try not to sway her either way. But, you know, I can't help. I'll tell her what I think, you know. And and you know, she was just asking about it and all, and you know, it's just I don't know, I lost my train of thought there.
Easy.
It'll come back to me, man. I had a conversation with my daughter about it, but oh yeah, here we go. The mythical creatures. So she goes, she says, well, that sounds a lot like Harry Potter.
Right.
She's like, there's dragons in Harry Potter and there's unicorns. I go, yeah, it sounds a lot like it, doesn't it? All it needs is a few magical sticks to throw potions around, and you got a Harry Potter story.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, I don't know though, man. I mean, you know, so you were always kind of questioned religion before, but now it's you're just kind of straight out, you know, a non-believer. Is that how it is?
Yeah, I actually, I guess I'm getting to the point of a bit of an atheist activist,
yeah.
Kind of with it.
Right.
I'm very anti-theistic, and you know, and it really there's nothing good in religion that you know that can be done outside of religion. I mean,
yep.
Right.
You really can't name one thing that you can do outside of religion. You know, that can be done good in religion. That can't be done outside of it. There's really nothing.
Well, even more so, man. You know, outside of religion, you know, you live more so for in the here and now. You know, you're living for your life, not for some imaginary when I die. You know,
yeah,
you're living for the day to day and the. And you know, and the people around you that are, you know, aren't going to be here forever, and yourself who isn't, and
yeah,
you know, and
it puts you in a mind frame where you're valuing the afterlife more than the life
right.
you have right now, which you know to be real,
right.
you know, which
yep.
you which
and
you're
that's
certain
what they
of.
Want.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah,
they
yeah,
want.
Yeah, that was almost like they welcome Armageddon. It was like they want the end of the world to come. You know, that's why you get all these doomsday prophecies and.
Yeah.
You know, it's like these people want to see the world end. They want to be ascended into the sky. And I don't think they think about all the loving skeptics that will be burning forever while they're, you know, standing by God
yeah.
and all their glory for all eternity.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a hell to me.
Well,
you know,
well,
that's
and also, I mean, it, we've talked about this before, but even within Christianity, man, I mean, you know, you got the Mormons who only believe a certain amount of them and only them are going to heaven. And, you like, you know, I live
I
way
the
hell
like
out the middle
too.
Of nowhere. I've got Amish neighbors, and, you know, they believe the same thing. They're the only ones going to heaven, you know, because of what
right.
they believe in, even though
well,
there's other Christians
justify,
in the world, you know.
You have to justify near 7 billion people are going to hell.
Yeah.
Your God
yeah,
is going to put 7 billion people.
Right.
So, I mean, you know. I mean, if you're
yeah,
just
I don't
a
know
small
how you could even as
going,
yeah, how could you as an adult put your you know believe you know that this afterlife has a number a certain amount of number of people that can get in like you know and you got to take into consideration how many years this has been around and you know don't these people stop and think maybe it's full how does
right.
it not get
right.
you know like. How do you know how many's there now? Like, are they turning people away because they've reached the maximum capacity? I mean,
well,
and why did they
just
start only 2,000 years ago? You know, man's been around for thousands and thousands of years, and suddenly just God decides about 2,000 years ago that suddenly it matters.
The Judeo-Christian guy decided that it all matters. You know, that's why they came back with, you know, Genesis to say it was there from the beginning that, you know, and but why let all these other gods, these other thousands of gods be worshipped before any of this ever came out? Why wasn't God having the word spread then as it happened? Why
yeah.
wait so long and be like, you know what, I've had enough. I'm coming in to say I'm the only one. And, you know, none of it makes any sense.
Yeah.
Right.
People went thousands
right.
of years without Christianity.
Well, we had a religious person call in a couple weeks ago, and I still give her credit because she called in to, you know, a lady, born again Christian, calls in to two atheists, you know, so I give her full credit for it. But you know, I asked her, I go, you know, it's been 2014 years now. When is the second coming of Christ not going to matter anymore? I mean, is it at year 3,000 or 5,000 or, you know, I mean, humans probably won't even be around by then. But, you know, at what point, it's already been 2,000 plus years. When does it appear to everybody that the dude just isn't coming back?
Yeah.
You know, when is people going to figure that out? You know?
I actually referenced something about that, how, we send out search parties looking for people and how they usually last, 3 to 7 days, you know, depending on the circumstances before they call it off, you know, for looking for this person. And then, but apparently for, you know, these supernatural deities, these search parties can last for thousands of years. And
right.
that you have people that come out and go, you know, if they admit, you know, whatever, I found God, but then I look at, you know, people spot Bigfoot on occasion too.
Right.
You know, it's been 2,000 years, you know, and all these people
think there's got to be proof. I found God. Well, let's see it then. I mean, if you found, where is he? He only comes to you. You're the only one deserving of it. That's the whole thing of narcissism of religion, man. You know, my God is better than your God. He only talks to me. He doesn't talk to you. You know, I'm going to heaven. You know, 4/5 of the rest of the world's going to hell. It used to be the entire universe revolved around the earth. You know, we've learned that that's not true. You know, the narcissism of it is just incredible that they believe so much is dependent upon them. You know, the stars in the universe are dependent upon them. You know, it's crazy.
Right.
Yeah, it's Christianity has a Stockholm syndrome mentality. You know, beat the captor down and love them for it. You know, you're constantly taught that you're not worthy. You're constantly in need of salvation. And God gets he gets the out on everything. He always has a scapegoat. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know,
no responsibility.
That's the insidiousness of religion, too, man. A majority of times, they catch you when you're at your lowest point in your life. That's when many people find religion, is when they're destitute or they're just some terrible things have happened to them in their lives, and they're just looking for something to create a little bit of stability or help their head out, you know? And it ends up, they end up falling wholesale into religion as an answer for it.
Right.
Yeah, that's
I got it.
Yeah, they try to get you when you're down, you know, your weakest moment, and, you know, because everybody thinks, you know, they feel like they need to have something to believe in. And when you're there presenting that to them, it seems like a good deal, but you take 10 seconds to really think about everything. It's kind of nonsensical.
Right, yeah, religious people want a nice little basket to put all their worries in. Put all their worries in this nice little basket, and then God will take care of them for you, you know. And, again, it goes back to what we were saying just earlier in the show. It absolves you of personal responsibility. I mean, believing in Satan, in demons, you know, absolves you of personal responsibility. Did I kill that person, or did Satan make me kill that person? You know? I mean, that's a perfect example of it. And you see this everywhere, man. I mean, you know, it goes on so often where the person that goes crazy cites the devil or Satan or demons or whatever.
Yeah,
they made me do it.
Names.
You know?
Yeah, God and the devil.
It wasn't me. It was that demon. It was that mean old Satan that made me lie to you, that made me, you know, beat the shit out of you, that made you whatever, hate you, you know. It's Satan that's doing that.
DB, we've cited that before, that all the most law-abiding countries are pretty much all the most faithless, highly atheist countries have the least amount of crime and stuff.
Scandinavian countries.
They'll bring up Stalin, you know, for that, you know. Stalin? You know, he was atheist, and he killed 23 million people in the name of atheism.
Well, his religion that he created was the state. His religion wasn't God, it was the state. He made people bow down to the state, and that's the religion that he created. There's still a certain amount of worship there, except it wasn't for a God, it was for an institution.
Yeah. It wasn't like I'm atheist and no one's. If you're not atheist, I'm slaughtering you.
Right. Which is normally the opposite of how it's happened for 2,000 years. You know.
Yeah.
The conquest, the Inquisition. You know, we're coming to fuck you up. You know, you don't believe in God, then we're going to come mess you up. And now it's coming in other forms. It's called, you know, democracy and whatever else. You know, you don't believe in democracy, well, we'll make you believe in it and you know, and our God at the same time. You know, so it's being force-fed around the world in a lot of ways, and it's not necessarily done through, not always done through religious structure, you know. A lot of times it's done through the state, too, so. I mean, you know, and that's like, allowed it to go on. I mean, the state has allowed, like, the pedophilia to continue. I mean, who's going to stop it? No one but the state, right? I mean, so they're allowing it to continue. The Catholic Church is a worldwide pedophilia ring and has been for who knows how long, maybe thousands of years.
Yeah,
it's still going on.
We need to start calling it what it is. It's an organized pedophilia ring.
Right.
It's organized sex crime.
Yeah, and they know it's happening. They shuffle people around when it's committed.
And that's
they
all I have to say about that.
They don't throw people in jail for it. They don't, you know, it's, and you know why? Because Satan caused them to do it. That's why. Satan caused them.
Yeah.
It wasn't them, it was Satan.
Yeah, religious institutions are usually exempt from, you know, everything else. They get the slap on the wrist and look the other way a lot of times.
Yeah, they don't have to pay no taxes.
I mean, they've been untaxed for, you know, I don't know how, you know, since day one.
Yep. Forever. And I tell you what, as soon as they start getting involved in politics, they need to have that tax-exempt status, you know, swap.
Right.
On, man.
If they start supporting a candidate for office,
whoever
pass on their little vote. Voting guides or whatever, they should be turning them in. If you've got a voting guide saying vote for this guy because he's anti-abortion or whatever, he's a Republican, they should have to pay taxes because they should have their tax status removed when they do that. It's a bunch of bullshit. I mean, my wife works for a nonprofit. They can't promote any kind of candidate or anything or pass out any political literature or anything like that. So, they should be able to either.
Once the hands of someone in the congregation starts to touch money, you automatically become a business.
It's all over.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're making a profit, you're doing this and that with the money, you should be taxed. And really, you know, obviously, I think you guys would be on board with it. You know, they don't need to be in the politics at all or in the school systems or any kind of like, institution where,
people... For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, separation of church and state is a big thing right now. And, you know,
huge.
You know, you got the Christians crying persecution, you know, every time you question them about, you know, anything.
You know,
and they put God back in school, but they don't specify which God. But we all know they're talking about the Judeo-Christian God. And, you know, that you can't say put God back in school and say, you know, screw everybody else. America's a melting pot. You know, we have many people with beliefs and lack thereof, and for you to just, you know, assume that your Judeo-Christian God is the only one that should be in these schools. I mean, you want religious freedom in schools, but do these Christians really want to see, you know, the satanic kids lighting candles and, you know, doing stuff like that? Do they really want the Muslim kids, you know, doing their thing in the classroom? And they would flip out.
Right.
You know, it's critical all the way around.
And let's face it, prayer hasn't really been taken out of school. I mean, kids can pray or do whatever they want.
They just can't
take out of school. It's organized. Yeah, they can't force them to pray Christian prayer. That's all it is.
No, you can pray. I mean, if your God is that powerful, your prayer can't get taken out anywhere. That's something you can do in your head and your mind at any given time. What the separation is not for it to be part of the curriculum. You know, that's your own thing.
Right.
You need to do that at church or in your home. We don't go to church to do math equations, you know, so we don't need it in the school because you have too many different beliefs and lack thereof. You know, moderate Christians want to say, oh, we're equal, we do believe in equal right, well, then you need to start there. You need to check yourself, check your own beliefs, and what you're really pushing for, you know, and what you're turning a blind eye to.
Yeah.
Hey, Crusher,
hey, you know, I think
you've got something started
with my daughter.
Here.
Going back to that conversation with my daughter, I was talking to her, and she says that her music teacher always mentions God all the time. And we're in pretty much a pretty hard Bible thumping area, and and I said, you know what, he's not supposed to be doing that. I said, you know, I was explaining the first separation of church and state and the whole bit to her today, and she said, oh, he does that a lot.
DB, I don't know what Crusher started here, but I got two more people on hold from his same area code. Well, the one is the lady where I can't get her to talk. She's breaking up all the time, and I don't know what's going on with her. But we'll try to get this other person.
Two more from the same area code, man.
You're right. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where do you hail from? Hello.
You don't have to. What? I heard you. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Come on on. Come on, talk to us.
Come on.
You don't have to give your name, where you're from. What's going on, caller? What's happening?
Hello?
You don't want to talk to us. Did you hear her in the background? She goes, you got to give your name and where you're from.
Yeah, turn your radio down. Turn the computer off. Just do it. Listen on your phone. Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. Going on. Bring someone else on, man. You got anybody else waiting? Bring them on, too. Bring them all on.
I don't know. I think it might be the same chick on a different line. There's the same thing going on.
She's calling us on two different lines? Man, it's serious.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's the same woman, but it's two different phone numbers from the same area code that Crusher called from. So I don't know what's
going on. I think I'm
hearing
like a car door ring or something.
Yeah, that was.
No, I'm mutable.
Oh, all right.
I muted both of them, so they're not on. No.
I don't know what it is, man. You just got to talk into the phone. You know, you call.
I'll just leave them on hold. They can listen to the rest of the show on hold. That's fine if they want to stay on hold. Maybe they just want to listen. You know.
Yeah. Well, just leave them live, man. They can jump in whenever they want.
Come on, ladies, call in and get on the phone and talk to us.
Oh. Nice.
Surely there's got to be some opposition out there.
Yeah, well, you know, it's probably partly my fault, too, because I promote this. I'd say about 75% of the places I promote this show would be callers that would be sympathetic. It's like a lot of conspiracy sites, a lot of atheist sites, I've only promoted it on a few different Christian sites, so we've only had a couple Christian callers since we've been on. So this is we've been on about 2 months now. So, you know, it's going pretty good, but we wouldn't mind to have more Christians call in, but, you know, they can also burn you out, too, because, you know, it's just like arguing with a wall. It's kind of hard.
I'd love to get a big old raging debate going. That's what I want. I want five Christians and four atheists and a big old round table.
you want a scourging.
That'd be the way to go.
Get a cat nine tails out or something. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to try one more time to see if I can get either one.
All right. And then just leave them on, whatever. If they want to, if they feel like talking, they can. If they don't, they don't. You know,
they're listening. They just can't talk. I had them muted.
All right. Well, let them
call.
You know,
call. Are you there? You want to talk? You've been on hold like 10 minutes.
Somebody's got to.
Hello, caller.
Hey, all right. In the meantime, hey, dude, did you see the whole snake handling thing that a few months ago?
Yeah.
This pastor, he died from being bitten by rattlesnakes. You know, of course, you know. And now his son just got bitten by a rattler, and I think I got to see if he died or not. But see, his son, I think, kicked it also from the exact same thing.
I think I heard something about that he is actually pulling through that, and he refused medical attention.
Did he?
You know who's going to get all the credit for that one?
The doctor?
Right.
No, probably not.
Well, apparently he refused any medical attention, so that's his story.
Yeah. Well, you know he's going to go right back to it too. So I mean, you know that's the kind of
a
live and learn situation there.
Did you call him a Darwin Award winner?
Yeah,
right.
Him.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
his dad goes, and then he goes. He's going to end up the same way as his dad. So,
right. And do you kind of think that kind of, you know, with the mentality to handle snakes like that and have that belief, do you think it borders mental illness or
absolutely
sometimes delusion? You know, obviously, severe delusion.
The God delusion, man. Just what Richard Dawkins is talking about. It makes you so
God
delusional
brain.
In so many different ways, and that's certainly one of them. I mean, you know,
you're not
going to
believe it now. We got three of them on hold.
Right.
Another one called in. You got Crusher, you started something from that area code. You got three people called in. They're all on hold. You got a following there that you got following you?
I don't know.
Okay, hey, can they talk to us or not, man?
All right, I'll try to answer.
Just
okay,
leave them
caller,
on.
You're
don't,
on the
don't
air.
Don't shut them on mute, man. Just leave them on, and if they feel like talking, they can, you know.
All right,
bring them on.
Just hung up.
Right, I think we've got some. We might have some hesitant Christians on here wanting to call up and talk to us.
Right. Well, I don't know. They're just making noise. It's like they got the radio up in the background, the computer, but they're not. They're not getting on the phone talking.
Do you ever have a beginning that requires a call to know what it's
called? Hey, I can hear her talk. Let's just sit around and listen to her conversation for a while. You know what happened, dude? I know what happened right now. She butt dialed us.
Down a beer? 7 o'clock in the morning. Scotch?
I don't know. Yeah, I think she butt dialed us, dude. That's all I hear.
That could be it.
Sounds like she doesn't even know she's on the air.
Huh?
Yeah. Sounds like she doesn't know she's on the air.
Mm.
All right.
Well, that's pretty odd. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, all of it is a certain degree of delusion. I mean, even if it's you live in the suburbs and you drive to church every Sunday and you give $50 to the plate or, you know, whatever, $100 or whatever you can afford, and then drive back and think that you've been absolved of all of your sins from a nice little tidy Sunday visit to the church, you know, and you know, it goes all the way up to these people handling snakes, you know, and speaking in tongues, you know.
Well, the people that actually handle the snakes and everything are actually living the scripture more closely than the moderate Christians, because, you know, it says those that follow Christ will cast out devils, speak with new tongues, heal the sick, and if they take up anything poisonous, it won't harm them. So they're actually living it literally. And, you know, so, I mean, I don't want to say you can't blame them. I mean, they're crazy, but, you know, but they're actually great for disproving it. You know, and I always like to talk to the more moderate Christians and say, listen, you're not even doing what your Bible says you're supposed to be doing, so.
Yeah. Yeah, man,
tribalist.
I think you're breaking up a little bit, man.
You're breaking up, Crusher.
Yeah.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, a little better.
I think it's just, you know, when you see them do these things, it's like you're seeing the Bronze Age rear its ugly head.
Yeah,
right.
It's like you almost want to sit back and watch it from a, like at home in your living room watching the Discovery Channel type feel with somebody narrating, you know, what this species of animal is doing. Like, you know, you kind of just see them in that, you know, I don't know, it just seems real, real ancient, and real, like I'm witnessing something from the past. You know, it's very odd.
Right.
When you're accepting things
odd.
Like Abraham,
you're watching him in their natural
his
habitat.
Only son. I mean, sacrificing his only son for these voices in his head that tell him to do so. You know, that's, I still say that's today, that's a litmus test, man, for the crazy neighbor test. You got neighbor knocks on your door. Hey, dude, guess what, man? I had God talk to me and tell me that I need to kill my son. So, I've got him tied up in my trunk right now. I'm going to head up to the hills and go ahead and kill him. And I'll be back, and I'll let you know when I come back home. You know, is that going to be okay to you? Or are you going to call the cops and say, you got some crazy motherfucker that's living across the street from me that's about to kill his son? Right? I mean, that's reviled. That's, you know, I mean, the three monotheism.
Take your shoes off.
You know, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity all believe in Abraham. All revile the fact that he was willing to kill his only son for voices that were inside his head.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Danger, danger. It's crazy, man. It's a crazy neighbor test. You know, hey, dude, you know what, man? My bush started on fire out back, and God started talking to me out of the bush. You know, would you think he's crazy, or would you think he's talking to God? You know?
Well, these people, they did that now, they'd be committed. But in that time before, you had the telescope. You know, all we could do was make sense of what we saw in the sky. You know, you can imagine what, you know, hearing thunder like for the first time was a sign of, you know, what they attributed that to. The lightning bolts, you know, probably, you know, before we knew what all this meant, you know, we had solar eclipses where, you know, they assumed that it was the dragon eating the sun, you know, and they had to sacrifice people to get the sun to rise the next day. I mean, all we had was the stars to look at and the weather, you know, and try to figure all this out. And, you know, I think that's where all these myths and legends are, you know, come from.
Yeah. Well, you know, we didn't have science to disprove it. We didn't have science to disprove that, you know, that everything revolved around the earth or that the earth was round and not flat. You know, and now we do, and we're getting to the point where, you know, we didn't have Darwinism until only, what was it, 160 years ago? You know, I mean, there, you know, and as more and more comes out and as science disproves more and more, that's really the reason why you see so many religious people becoming, you know, fanatical. They're grasping at straws for something that they believed and maybe their family has believed for generations and generations, and a lot of them are seeing that it just doesn't make sense anymore. It's just, they know it's not true, but they have to believe it just because, you know, they're trained that way.
Yeah. Right. And I think it's what Sam Harris was touching on. He actually said, I'm pretty sure it was him, he said that, you know, religion was the first failed science. You know, that's, you know, that's all we had was the weather and the stars and our imagination to put it all together.
Yeah, and they had to make something up to connect it all together. To create it, to explain it.
Isn't that a daisy?
We had the scientific method, you know.
And everybody believed it, you know. Oh, Moses parted the Red Sea, and Jesus walked on water, and whatever, you know. Oh, wow, that's incredible. Nowadays, you know, oh, it's a trick. Oh, they've got, you know, plexiglass under the water. You know, I mean, everyone starts like, you know, it went from these massive miracles of you know, turning water into wine and whatever else, and now it's like, you know, it's a massive miracle that Jesus' face shows up on a piece of toast. You know, that's the miracles nowadays. Because everything else can be disproved, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's down to that now where they're grasping on the straws of, man, I see his image in a cloud or a piece of toast or whatever.
Can you imagine Chris Angel right now back in, like, the first century? Shit, man, he'd have them all going crazy.
yeah, he's my favorite magician, man. I like that dude.
He'd either that's all it would take, too. Or they'd set his ass on fire real quick.
You do too many tricks, and you're going to end up on top of the bonfire.
That would blow him away a little bit.
That's why you had to refer back to religion. I mean, if he came back at a certain time and said, I was sent by God, and God's making me do these things, he probably would have been safer, and he maybe would have been taken as, you know, as a saint or a prophet or whatever else, you know.
Right.
That's probably all it takes, man. A couple little things, you know, where, who was it? Where Moses, you know, turned the cane into a snake in front of the Pharaoh and shit, you know.
Right.
I mean, yeah, that's a simple magician's trick nowadays. You know,
people would believe it, you know, hook, line, and sinker. We didn't have telescopes. We didn't have anything. We were just here and, you know, not just here, but trying to make sense of it all and figure it all out, and we really had nothing to go on.
Well,
and
you
so
know,
everything,
even just,
any claim was, like, believable. You know, if they attributed it to some higher power, then they're like, okay, I'm on board with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, even just, what, 150, barely 150 years ago, I mean, if you got sick, it was God, right? And now it's microbes, it's viruses, it's genetic, you know, a genetic issue. It's, you know, and they can explain a lot of it that way. Now, the whys of it, maybe not so much, you know, the cancer or whatever else, but even that can be attributed to, man, my family has a history of cancer. So it's a genetic thing, you know, but you know, even just 150 years ago, it was God. It was God's hand that brought down that sickness. No, it wasn't, man. I caught some nasty fucking virus in the Bahamas when I was there, or whatever, you know, and in Africa, you know, I got bit by a fucking mosquito and it gave me malaria. It wasn't God, you know. It was a goddamn mosquito that, you know, that was infected, you know.
Or
so
a lot
even
of it, too, was
going away.
They said it was demons. Back in the day, it would be demons.
Right.
So you're sick because of demons, and then you get ostracized by that. Like if you're a leper or whatever,
the
leper colony. You know, they would say that you're either cursed by God, which that's bad, so you're bad, or demons got you, so that's bad, so you're bad. So they just made the sick people were always, you know, condemned to, ridicule, or, you know, just, well, you're sick because of something you did. It was something
you
caused. Well,
they would try to beat you or cut you and cut the demon out or burn the demon out, or, like, you were subjected.
Right.
It could be subjected. Horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or like leeches, you know? Yeah, leeches on your body to suck off the bad blood, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Leeches for, I'm not sure. That's actually still a practice.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Not anywhere up here, I don't think. Maybe down where you're at.
I'm sure it's an alternative.
Is it? Oh, that's weird.
I think we're losing him again.
I think we're losing you, Crusher.
Okay, you hear me?
Yeah, you got a bad sound. Sounds like, yep. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Yeah,
all right,
man.
Well,
we're
gonna be. Well, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think it was Angela Bassett here lately, man. She said something that was pretty nasty, and I wish I had the quote in front of me. It may not be Angela Bassett, but it was an African American actress. And she said that God, you know, she said that God gave her son autism because she had an abortion the first time. So
that's fucking,
right
that's
there.
Fucking
I mean,
horrendous.
It still exists, you know. It still exists where, you know, God gave my son autism.
And you know what? And Christians may think that is a noble thing to say for somebody that's famous like her to say that. But I think that is fucking. That is morbidly mean and horrible to people that have kids with autism, because now you're saying it's something that I did wrong that caused that, and that is horrible to say. Where, you know, something, and you're putting, now you're saying, well, you know, basically saying other families have done something wrong, that's why their kids have autism.
Right.
It's fucking horrible. You know, that's horrible to say that. She should be ashamed of that. I think that is very ignorant to say something like that. You know,
yeah.
And people say that stuff that are religious. They say things like that. They'll tell you, you know, Christ Crusher knows this. I mean, you see it on all these sites and everything. The Christians will come on there and tell you, you're going to hell. Everybody that believes like you is going to hell. You'll be tortured forever. I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to, you know, I love you. But they have no problem saying all those things because it's in the Bible, you know. And
yep.
It's just, it's horrible. You know, and I challenge him. I said, do you tell little kids to act like that? Do you teach your kids that? Do you talk like that to your kids? I'm like, that's child abuse. It's horrific.
Yeah.
You know, it's horrific.
Hey, that's let me correct it. It's Tony Brack.
7 years of college down the drain.
Yeah, sorry.
That was Tony Braxton and not Angela Bassett. But
yeah,
so she said that God gave my son autism for my abortion. Just the epitome of ignorance, man. Going back to believing, instead of it being some sort of environmental factor or some fucked up, you know, who knows, man, medicine that she took while she was pregnant, or it could have been any number of things, you know, attributed to something in the real life, you know, something in the here and now.
Right.
She blames God. You know, and again, maybe it goes back to, you know, she doesn't want to blame herself for it. Or that it could have been one of her actions that caused it. I mean, knowingly or not, you know. I mean, it's like she doesn't, even by accident, you know, I did something that I did unknowingly cause, you know, has autism now because of it. But God did it. It wasn't me. It was God. You know, Satan did it. It wasn't me. It was Satan, you know.
Right.
So same deal, man. It's, I mean, even in that instance where you're talking about God doing, you know, it's absolving you from whatever problem you think you might have because, oh, God did that. It wasn't really me.
I'm tired of it.
Right. You still there, Crusher?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Crusher. I see you dropped off. Your call had dropped there for a minute, looked like.
Oh, so you can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I had a call back. Oh, something's going on in my
house.
Yeah.
You got all these people, man.
Says in the quote here, man, it says, I believed God's payback was to give my son autism in her memoir.
I think she actually went back and said that was something that she once believed, you know, that doesn't believe in anymore.
I see.
But still, the fact to even, you know, that just goes to show you just how powerful indoctrination can be. Or, you know, unsubstantiated belief can, you know, what kind of effect it can have to even have that cross your mind. You know, that's terrible.
Right.
She continued to believe that, you know, her son would probably grow up to hate her. And she would definitely be atheist, which would probably be the only positive outcome out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, man, that starts in school. It starts with the, you know, one nation under God, indivisible, and, you know, day after day, and talk about indoctrination. It starts right there. And is loaded
really
on kids in so many ways. I feel sorry for my daughter, you know, because she doesn't necessarily believe in God. And I don't force it on her. I say that's your personal decision, and you need to come to that conclusion yourself, whatever that conclusion may be.
Right.
And if you believe in God, then that's fine too, you know. But, man, you know, she ostracized here, man. I mean, I can't say that. She's got, you know. But in terms of her beliefs, you know, she's definitely in a minority in this area, man, especially some of the kids. They're radical religious. She's got a kid in her class that all he does is talk about God. Everything's about God, you know.
And I told her today,
all this stuff's coming up, man. I told her today, man, I go, you know what? That's from her parents. So that's all an environmental factor. I mean, if that kid grew up in the slums of Pakistan, he'd be Islamic and probably just as radical, but about another religion and another God.
Right.
Yeah, they'd be telling you the same thing about, you know, a whole other deity. You know, they'd be, you know, just the same amount of confidence as they're telling you now.
Yeah.
Right.
And all it boils down to is your environment, man. It's who you have surrounding you, telling you those things, and a constant reaffirmation that it's actually true. That's all it takes, man. Some people surrounding you saying it's true, and then a constant reaffirmation, whether it's going to church or all those people over and over again telling you and insisting that, you know, that there's a God out here. And, you know, and as a kid, eventually you're going to believe it. You know?
Yeah, I mean, our Pledge of Allegiance didn't start out with anything to do with God about it. I never really paid attention to it, obviously, as a kid, as far as the Pledge of Allegiance goes until, you know, as I got older now. And I think if you take somebody that's never been indoctrinated or never been around that kind of thing and have them, you know, from the outside looking in at the Pledge of Allegiance, it would, you know, day in, day out, it would seem like a programmed cult mentality.
Yeah, it's like Nazism.
You see the little kids. It's like it looks like a Nazi propaganda film from like 1939.
Yeah,
you're
literally pledging your allegiance, and then get the kids to grow up, and you grow up to adults, and we get this false sense of patriotism and nationalism, and new word I learned recently, becomes jingoism.
Yeah.
You know, real extreme, you know. And God usually gets, you know, thrown in there with it, you know, because it's my God-given right, you know, and
right. That
kind of we're doing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You got to swing in your flags, and, you know, your entitlement becomes, you know, disgusting, and they can't even see how privileged they are, you know, to be a Christian in America. I mean, you know, you're Christian, you got it.
Yeah.
Right.
And you get
back to that indoctrination, I mean, even the name of it, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance. And it didn't say under God, I don't believe, until the 50s, along with our money, was right around in the late 50s, they put in God We Trust and our money. And I believe it was just one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, until the 50s. So, I mean, that's only been recent, man. And it just keeps you lockstep, you know, the educational system with the Pledge of Allegiance and you know, the training that they basically give you and accepting, you know, how things are, man. It keeps you lockstep. Bring it
all down.
What are we doing here, man? We wrapping?
Yep. We're going to be wrapping up here in a second, guys. So, hey, Crusher, I just want to thank you for calling in and hope you call back sometime, and it was good talking with you, brought up some good topics, and we've got a couple minutes left here, and we're going to be wrapping up the show, so just wanted to tell you, appreciated you calling in, and it's nice to have support from the atheist community, and keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man. Good talking with you.
All right, man.
Call back
soon. Catch you again.
Call back soon.
I'll definitely be calling back.
All right. Talk to you later. All right,
cool.
Bye.
All right, man.
All right, later.
Yeah.
It's Blister Fish. Hey, you know what? I was meaning to tell you, you sound like fucking Ken Calvert when you do that.
Yeah, baby. It's like Arthur Penhall.
Arthur Penhall. That's it from Riff. I can't do it. You do it better than I do.
Blister Fish.
Yeah.
Arthur
Penhall.
That was a good show, man.
Right
on,
good show tonight. Killer show.
Yep.
And we will be here every Wednesday. Let's get some calls going, man. We are Blister Fish.
Right.
We're here Wednesdays, 8 to 10
right.
o'clock Eastern. For any of you listening on podcast, man, come on back, give us a call, and let's hear what you have to say.
We're out.
All right. Let's see.